This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Dandelions and field bindweed, also called Creeping Jenny, are two of the most persistent weeds in lawns. While spring herbicide applications are useful, autumn is the prime time to control these perennial weeds as they prepare for winter. SDSU Extension Weed Ecology Field Specialist Greg Reichs says homeowners can tackle the work themselves.
If it's just in patches, they can do spot spraying, but broadcast is more for people who have a sprayer they can pull behind, like a lawnmower, for example. Although broadcast spraying can also be done with a garden hose attachment, too, so there's different options.
Several herbicides can be effective on perennial broadleaf weeds in the lawn, but most contain some form of 2,4-D. Both granular and liquid formulations are on the market, including some which are combined with fertilizer in a weed and feed product.
A lot of them, they're heavy on the 2,4-D, so if you're trying to fertilize your lawn for fall to, you know, just have a healthy lawn going into the winter, you can kill two birds with one stone by applying the weed and feed.
Perennial weeds respond to shorter days and light frosts by sending more of the reserves to the roots in preparation for winter. Herbicides will also travel below ground with these reserves, increasing chances of killing the roots. Daily high temperatures should be at least 55 degrees Fahrenheit for several days, both prior to and following the application. It's also important to have ample moisture in the soil during this time, so water if necessary. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more on fall perennial weed control in lawns.